or intersections that need improvements, but we kind of lump them into one corridor, again, for that competitive advantage. So during this process this year, we've also been working with our counties to try to identify more of these smaller projects along these corridors and rank those as a priority too. You've already got that done, it looks like, so that really helps us, and we don't need to go through that process. But just reaffirming kind of these, at least, the very least, the top needs that we'll be taking to the regional level to make sure that those actually do coincide with your priority corridors. And so far, it's looking like, I think, again, I'm trying to do this on the fly here,
right.
That it looks like it's matching up, but we just need to verify it with you all, make sure that it's that way. And then, I would take a look at some of these other projects that were added to the list and see if you want to pull those up higher. Again, you've got most of those, I believe, listed on your smaller projects list here, so that would make it.
Doug, you might want to put that on the agenda for our next meeting when Keith is here, and she'll take it back to Keith and let him know that some things need to be handled here. But maybe at the next meeting, we could discuss it and assist the city of Branson in ranking these and get a ranking on them.
Yeah, for next year, so at least have them, because they're, you said the second week of July, right, is when you guys go, so they'll go through before we meet again. But we will definitely add that.
And I would suggest for next year that we should work a little bit closer together with these lists and make sure a little sooner in the timeline that we've got kind of matching up. I think we try to do that before the pandemic happened.
Right.
We had some work to do. So I think, making sure that we've got staff represented here at these meetings and that we're talking with, your consulting groups to make sure these match up a little bit better. Or that we've captured everything. Again, the way that we kind of lump it into corridors makes a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you. A lot of work's gone in on this. It's obvious.
So would you say, just for the sake of our next kind of regional meeting, that your top three priority corridors essentially remain the same?
Yeah, I wouldn't see. Does anyone see where we would want to change what they're showing as the top three? I guess would be the.
Any change at this point?
I don't either. I think with the limited amount of time and information, I don't think we could.
Could solidify anything today.
Correct. So I would, Ron, I'm pretty green at this, so I would assume we would need a motion to approve those as the.
Well, we have a motion, make a motion to support this effort of SIMCOG and. What's been put forward today at the status that it is. Motion to support or approve.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to go with the priority list that SIMCOG has given us with the three projects. Great. Any discussion?
Where are we on the improvements to Kirbyville School? Has anything been decided?
Or? We've had numerous meetings. Carlos and MoDOT, and we always get the same answer that funding is not available. If we want to fund the project, then they'll look at giving us a permit.
So it hasn't changed any. You mind
if Carlos give an update on the elementary school, what they agreed that they could use that to walk by?
This was just, I'm talking like on the turn lanes. We were involved in a meeting on the sidewalk.
There's two different solutions going to be required for both the elementary and middle school. The elementary school, there's housing around there, and so we have students that go across there as well. So with that population living around there and the speed, even though we put up the lights to try to reduce the speed, in front of the elementary, it goes from 45 to 35 when we have school in the morning, dismissal, and arrival. And at the middle school, it's actually 55 We've got it ramped down to 45, but there's no, there's only, you know, pastures and cows around there, so there's not really anybody that has access to that. And one thing that we've seen, and I've been, you know, saying this since 2016, you know, we've had buses hit, we've had teachers hit, now we've had a student hit. There's got to be something other than there's no money. There's got to be something done. But at the middle school, we discussed, and we right before COVID hit, we were really on track with getting some traction for that, is putting in a turn lane to relieve some of the pressure, because we transport all of our buses at one time. I know the commissioner's been out there in the morning and afternoon. You'll see parents and buses all moving, and it can get, you know, pretty congested there. So that's a great solution for that, but that won't work at the elementary school. It's a different sight distance. You know, the speed is different. Plus there's, you know, a housing, there's a lot of houses that live around there, and people, you know, you can't keep kids from wanting to go play on a playground on a Saturday. But what we can do forever is improve the safety of that. It's not just for the school district during the time we have school. Safety doesn't stop then. It's the weekends, it's the summer. So putting a crosswalk in there, and recently I did share with Devin some preliminary numbers that MoDOT sent me to put sidewalks and a crosswalk in there. So it's just a matter of funding that, because it is a significant amount of money to get that done. But the two kind of two different solutions to improving the safety. One of mine, when you look at corridors, the Taney County Expressway goes in there, that elementary school, the traffic's not going to decrease in front of our schools on 76. I've been there 20 plus years. Traffic is not decreasing, it's only increasing. So you put a big development in there of that magnitude, people start using that as a go-through. The school's still there. It was there long before I got there. It'll be long there long after I leave. So is that right, Commissioner?
I guess I misunderstood. On the elementary school, I thought they agreed to the walkway.
To the crosswalk?
To the crosswalk, uh-huh.
They agreed that they would let us enter into a partnership agreement with MoDOT, with the county, with the school district to do that. But, you know, it's $90,000. I got to pay teachers. When I look at a state highway, I got to answer to my constituents, which is parents and students. Do I hire teachers or do I fix a state road for the safety? So it's, I don't know. We're in a rock and a hard place.
Pretty well the same situation, Sheila, as the turn lane. They would permit it, but the funding would have to come from elsewhere besides MoDOT.
I'm going to try to call it back, because I didn't see if they made that clear on the walkway. I thought they said if he furnished someone to direct the traffic when the kids were in school and came home, I thought they were willing to put the walkway in, but you're saying that's not the case.
It's got to take, I don't know, you looked at the square footage, it's got to take sidewalks. You got to put sidewalks on both sides of the highway and cut out some of the fence in there. So
it seemed like it was around 2,100 feet, wasn't it? It's all together a sidewalk that they were going to require on both sides of the road.
And the other suggestion one gave me was that closing off the playground, because this happened after school. The kids playing, ran across the highway and stuff. And you can't, walkways won't stop that.
Yeah.
I would like to see that moved up on the list.
Into the top three.
That could be addressed more immediately than some of the others.
Can you tell me whether that's added on the prior session?
On your list, there's Kirbyville School turn lanes up as number 35. And I would say you can line that as before.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be.
see it, you know, at least in the top five.
Okay, and that's something I think that we can add to our, for our next agenda.
For the next meeting.
To see if we can move that up, because currently, as long as it's...
And this funding's got to go through a lot of processing. It sounds like it's something that's needed sooner.
It's one of the most dangerous situations. So.
Right.
Yeah, I might also point out, we kind of segregate our transportation needs into multiple categories. So you've got, mainly what you're looking at now is road and bridge, but we also have a bike and pedestrian needs list that's on the next page. And on there, it's number two for the countywide priority is the sidewalks and pedestrian crossing at the elementary school. We use this list to help with, like, transportation alternative program or TAP application reviews, or letters of support or other funding that's available for bicycle and pedestrians. So, we kind of have some multiple ways to attack transportation needs. So you've got road and bridge focused where, so we've got the turn lane for the middle school, that's number 12 right now. And then on the bike ped list, we've got the elementary school crossing as number two.
And that number one on that bike ped list, I think we talked about, they have that.
I think that's
the number one.
Yeah,
he mentioned that the other day in the partners meeting, that it should be a go.
That may need to come off and walk through the road, number one.
Okay, so I would still, we have a motion and a second for that. The top three that would go forward at to stay as the top three. Any more discussion?
I think we'll put on the agenda. This issue needs to continue to be discussed until we get successful resolution.
Yes.
Obviously, there's still a lot of dissatisfaction or of risk that's involved, and it hasn't been totally satisfied yet, so we can continue to discuss it.
Which, of course, this has to go through before we have another meeting.
Right. So we can go ahead and act on this. But
yeah, I'm with you. I've got that list to add to the next agenda.
Active agenda item.
Yes, sir. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to keep those three as the three. Any more discussion? And those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I oppose, same sign. Motion would carry.
So, while we're at it, since it's on topic, if you wouldn't mind just taking a couple minutes to look at your bike ped list.
Sure.
Because we'll also be prioritizing these. And these also kind of follow the path as the road bridge needs, because it does help populate the STIP as well. We do use it in addition to the STIP for, like, TAP applications and things like I mentioned, but it is an important need to take a look at too. So, you know, if your number one project on there is already funded, sounds like maybe, perhaps you can shuffle those around or even remove it.
Yes, I wish Rick was here right now, but I'm almost positive that one is done now.
Number one was last week. It came in high, so I'm trying to order or not. It's 56% over.
Frank, would it be safe to say that basically you're going to be continued to attempt?
Yeah.
Number one is funding.